nothing from this rap shit and ain't coming back.
Yo, this is Nicky Beans.
This is the Matador, aka Clark Kent. But you already know what my name is.
True. And this week we don't have a guest, but we got some great news for you. Niggas finally made it to iTunes, V.
Finally. It was a bit of a process, but ultimately what counts is that we made it.
Shit prevailed, because, you know, like, shit, we give them hell, B. We give them hell.
But before we get into that, who is this on the radio right now?
Right now I'm playing, shout out to Chiefs, man. We playing, they recently got their website up. CHFS.ENT. And the Chiefs, they're a couple of our friends from way back when. And they're aspiring to have a record label, a group. They I'm pretty sure they just dropped a project or something when B.
Yeah, shout out to B Rose.
Shout out that nigga B Rose, a very conscious, open-minded millennial.
Absolutely, nothing but positive vibes from him.
Exactly. Always fucking optimistic, and yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But shout out to the Chiefs for real, man. That logo that you showed me the other day with the C and the hatchet and the mic, that shit was dope.
Yes. We're gonna be having them on at some point. We gotta see how, you know, niggas' schedules leaked up. Actually, as a matter of fact, since we've gotten the iTunes and we've been investing more of ourselves into just like the creative process, the productive process of the podcast, like we've been having like a couple of people reaching out to us, you know, wanting to be on the cast, man, and that's what's up, B.
Hell yeah, man. It's all about, you know, networking, getting to know people, and who can, you know, how they can spread the word for us. And in return, you know, we don't mind spreading the word for anybody.
No, hell no. I mean, positivity breeds positivity. It's all about...
It's contagious.
Yes, it's good vibes. You know, like, that's a very cliche statement. Like, good vibes, but really it's true. Like, yeah, you release vibrations... And your vibrations bounce off of another person, and it's just like overall goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's cliche, but it's true. And how else would you want to be?
True.
Other than spread positive vibes. Of course, we have the people.
Negative that, Neds.
You know, of course, but why would you want to be like that?
Why? I don't know. Some people just down on their luck, they want to down you. You know, Debbie Downers.
Yeah, people that just start the day off trying to ruin your day.
The wrong side of the bed.
Already ruined.
Wrong side of the bed.
Don't get that shit away from me.
Yeah, real shit.
You know, don't start my day off the way yours is.
Or not even, like, if I try to, like, send you positive vibes, reciprocate that shit. Be, take it in, absorb it. And, like, I always, you know, try to give someone a compliment. Because you never know. Like, a motherfucker could be on some Hannah Baker shit on the verge of motherfucking suicide, my nigga. And, like, that nice thing that you tell a person, that just flips their whole vibe. As a matter of fact, you know how I was saying that before we started recording that a lot of motherfuckers is, I shouldn't say motherfuckers. A lot of people... Nowadays, especially our age, they're, you know, having children. This one girl I know, she told me she was pregnant. Yeah. Because I was going through Snapchat. I saw on the snap and I'm like, yo, I see you slaying that dress. And then she was like, oh, thank you, I really needed that. And I'm like, why? You know, like, just out of curiosity. She's like, all right, so I'm going to tell you something. Don't freak out. She's pregnant. And, like, she, you know how women are pregnant, like, they're moody as it is. But especially when they're pregnant, their hormones, you know, being...
Fluctuating,
yes. And I guess her hormones were, like, fluctuating. She wasn't feeling too hot, and that, like, boosted her mood. And I'm like, all right, that's what's up, yo. That's what's up.
Yeah. So, I mean, what were you getting at with women our age being pregnant?
Well, nowadays, our age, people are settling into their careers, settling into their lives, starting their lives, you know.
Yeah.
Starting fucking the life, man. The next, what's the average age? 40 years? Like 85?
The average what?
Well, 65. What? What's the average age that a person lives to nowadays?
Oh, for men, I think it's around 70, and women are 73, 74 years.
That sounds about
I know the women
right.
that the women live longer than men.
Of course.
I know that.
Average age of death. All right, I'm looking it up right now. The average age of death. The U.S. expectancy in 2001 was 78.7, which is slightly below the... All right, for men, the average life expectancy is 76, while for women it's 81. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's significant, man.
81, that's long. Fuck, I'm trying to live to 100.
I feel you.
I'm trying to be a century man.
Interesting fact. The oldest age, well, the Buffalo Soldier, he died. The longest living Buffalo Soldier lived to 111, and he died in 2001. So he was fighting against the Native Americans way back when.
Damn.
Yeah.
So he actually saw... Oh, he was in battle?
He was in battle with Apache.
Wow. But I read, too, that he was healthy. He didn't need a cane.
Yeah.
He didn't need help to go to the bathroom. He didn't need any of that shit.
No aid necessary. And see, if I lived to be... when I lived to be 100... I would, you know, want to be able to still move around. I don't want to be dependent on anyone. Like, I still want to be able to wipe my own ass.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I don't want to be in a nursing home, on a hospital bed, relying on others to even help me take a shit.
No, because I don't want to be a hindrance to people now. So... Being older and wise,
you become a burden to your loved ones or those closest to you.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happens.
But that's about it with the fucking trying to brighten people's day. Going back to that,
yeah,
way. Yes.
Yeah, but
see, that's my alpha brain coming into play.
What were you saying at the beginning? Shout out to the Chiefs.
Shout out to the Chiefs, of course. Shout out, you know, we stay with them fresh kicks as well. We had some fresh kicks not too long ago.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, so we gotta keep it.
Yeah, stay with them fresh kicks inspired me to acquire some fresh kicks.
Exactly.
And I did just that.
To rock, got some white kicks to go along with my fucking, with the orange hat.
Yeah.
That's an ill combo.
Shout out to Kevin.
Shout out Kev's. And STF.
SWTFK.co.
Yes.
but what I wanted to emphasize was us getting on iTunes as well. Like, if you have the podcast app,
which everyone with an iPhone does, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's just search. No sense of time, and we're the only dudes on there.
Yeah.
The only podcast on there with that, you know, anything related to that title.
Yes.
So we're on there, and we got our first three episodes on there. So.
In addition to one of the older episodes, I believe as well.
1, 2, and 3.
Hmm.
The ones that we have on SoundCloud.
All right, word.
Are on there.
Yes.
So that's a step in the right direction for us. That was big.
That's a milestone.
Yeah, because it's not every day that people can just have your podcast on iTunes.
And iTunes is international.
Because they go through a process where an actual person listens to each of the episodes that you are submitting. So someone somewhere working for Apple listened to our shit and said, you know what?
They deserve it. I see something.
I see a bright future in these young fellows. So shout out to that person wherever you are.
Or hopefully they listen to this.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's saying a lot. And it took a minute. Like, it took a couple of days. It took over a week.
It felt like, they say up to 14 days, and it felt like about that long. Almost a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not stupid long, but when you're, you know, I was anticipation. Very, very anxious to hear back from them.
To know whether or not we're going to have to, like, revamp it again. But no, it seems like on the right path.
Yeah, I felt when I saw that, because I didn't even get an email. I searched it on the podcast app and I found it. And I had a sense of.
Yes, man. Hey.
Like, this is a victory.
Yes.
This is a victory in a long process ahead.
Exactly. Gotta improve, man. Yeah. And like with the list of people that we have along, we've gotten like a good at least 10 or so episodes. Just gotta make the time for it.
Yeah, I mean, and anyone else who's listening to us, if we haven't, you know, gotten to you about possibly being on the podcast, if you want to be on,
just let us know.
Shit, yeah, let us know. Let if you have mine or Nick's numbers, shit, send us a message or even DM us on the gram.
Yeah, on the gram.
No Sense of Time podcast. At No Sense of Time podcast.
Or the personals, Nick E, the letter E, _ beans with a Z.
Yeah.
Very slight. Very slight.
Mine is, I don't want to learn. Because it's like, it's not complicated when you see it. But, what you know, because you'll read it. It's Matthew, you know.
Nah, even but now, MV, I still.
Should I see it? Shout out to ASAP Mob.
Oh, word.
But yeah, if you want to be on here, you'll let us know. Because we're not going to shy away from anyone.
Yeah, it's just conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
Just want to get people's perspective on life.
On life and on anything.
Yeah, well, anything is life. Life is anything. Yeah. Life is multifaceted.
Yeah, anything you want to talk, because we don't want to make this seem like an interview either.
Yeah, that's why I said just conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want to just sit here and question people. We want to have an organic conversation with substance.
Exactly, that's...
You know? That was at least, that was my vision of the show.
Yeah.
Of the podcast since the beginning.
Just rapping.
Yeah, having a flow. Having a flow with words. Knowledge.
Exactly. Because who you are when you have a conversation with someone, and it's a conversation of substance. Like your DNA, not DNA per se, but your outlook on life can be altered.
Your DNA altered. You fucking turn into
Mystique.
A mutant.
Yeah. But nah. Yeah, real shit. That conversation can fucking like influence someone, you know? Like give them a reason to go harder, fucking change how they view someone, you know?
Yeah.
And all of this is in a positive way.
Yeah. Anytime I talk to anybody with, you know, a conversation of substance that intrigues me and I'm captivated by the subject, you know, after the conversation, it's like, I'm like, yo, I feel good. You know, I feel like my mind is open and I'm just, I have my own thoughts, and it feels, you're in a state of clarity almost. Open.
Like, I feel you, like,
you're
open to
to speak.
Not even like learning something new, because that's people enjoy learning something new, period. But it's like you were saying, it could change your outlook. Like, a person, all right, you could look at a situation in one way, but then you talk to someone, you find out how they view it that way.
Everyone's got a story.
Yeah, and why they view it that way. And then that changes your outlook. It changes your perspective on, it allows you to put yourself into someone else's shoes and therefore have empathy for, why they,
absolutely,
think the way they think.
I get exactly what you're saying.
All right, but like we were saying, you want to get on the podcast, just like you feel like you got something to say.
Yeah.
You fuck with it.
Yeah.
Let us know, man. All right, but
what else is going on? What's going on in the world?
Fucking, they got rid of the FBI director who decided to investigate Trump.
Fuck the politics, man.
There's
a lot of shit going on now.
Yeah. But, like, real shit, you have to be aware of the politics. Because, it's crazy. It's crazy.
But with so many different medias, brands of media, you can never know what...
what story is legitimate.
What exactly is going on.
True.
You always hear it from different angles.
And there could be a lot of misdirection as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Something that's guiding you away from what's really going on.
Yeah. Warriors sweep.
Who you think are gonna win the finals?
Man, my fucking Warriors about to... I could see them getting it, man.
I think they're going to win. They're going to beat Cleveland.
Yeah. I don't know, but Brian, man, he's always a factor.
I don't know. They got Kevin Durant now.
Yeah, and they are playing seamlessly.
That's overkill.
They're an Uber team.
Do you think that's good for the league?
I say fuck it, man.
Because it's now...
hey, let the best fucking play with the best. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, but is it good as far as... the fan base? Like, every year, knowing that... that one super team is always going to make it in your conference... because that's what it's getting to that point. It's Western Conference.
Yeah.
It's been the Warriors for the past 3 years now.
Yeah. I mean, they got a dynasty going. You can't fault them for that, man. Every team has their era. This could just be the Warriors' era.
Yeah.
I mean, can Cleveland rise to fucking beat them?
Again?
Again. With the dish and Kevin Durant.
I just think the Warriors, they have too much firepower. They have good defense. They've been beating everyone in the playoffs, but
amazing
by at least 15 points.
Yeah. And sweep.
The Cavs are doing that too. But the East, like, really?
Yeah. But I mean, well, sweep.
They have, you know, the East is coming up.
Not enough, man.
The East is coming up. The Celtics.
Yeah. Celtics. Isaiah Thomas.
Bulls.
Bulls, man. We alright.
What's up with Canelo and Triple G? Who you think's gonna win that?
Motherfucking. I hope fucking Triple G wins, man.
Why?
Cause I rock with Triple G heavy, man. And like, I think that, alright, Triple G wins, right? And you know how they have that rematch clause?
Mm-hmm.
So Canelo gets a rematch and then he wins. Because Triple G's getting old.
Yeah. But what are you saying about the rematch clause?
No, with the rematch clause, Canelo could get an automatic rematch. If
Triple G
Triple
wins.
G wins,
yeah. But if he loses, then Canelo can fight whoever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's just because it's Golden Boy Promotions. They're the ones leading the pack as far as promoting.
Yeah. They got the... Canelo's the big draw.
Oscar De La Hoya thinks that he's the A-side, and I
agree. He definitely is.
He's the one that's going to
bring
the money
most,
in.
Exactly. Because Triple G fans... Triple G doesn't really have a strong fan base like that.
He does, but he's not. He's just not as popular as Canelo.
Yeah.
Because of Golden Boy, of his promotion.
Well, even...
Think about this. Switch them around. What if Triple G was in Golden Boy Promotions and that was Oscar De La Hoya's cash cow?
No, it doesn't work the same.
I'm saying in terms of popularity, who would be the more popular boxer, him or Canelo? Well, someone who goes on a 23-24 KO streak and he becomes the middleweight king.
All right. The publicity of Canelo fighting Mayweather, the fact that he's been winning ever since that one loss.
So you're saying if Canelo was not promoted by Golden Boy, that he would still be the more popular boxer?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Why do you think that? Because of just the opponents?
No. Like, the strong Mexican fan base.
I mean, I guess. But what about, you
They'll
know,
come
Triple
out
G in Europe?
But the fight wouldn't take place in Europe.
But that's still a fan base.
Yeah. But they wouldn't come out like that. They wouldn't fill
and
arenas.
And what is Triple G's fan base in the U.S.? Like, is it higher than Canelo?
I'm pretty sure Canelo's is higher.
It probably is, but I'm saying if Triple G had someone else who was promoting, because a lot of his fights were overseas. He had a lot of fights overseas.
Yeah.
So, of course, when he comes here, he's a bit more obscure than someone who started fighting in Mexico. But either way, I think Triple G's going to win.
I agree.
That's who I would put my money on, but I'm not counting out Canelo.
Nah, Canelo, nice.
That dude is a really good boxer.
Yeah, he nice.
He's a really good boxer, but... I think Triple G is just too powerful, and he's just...
Powerful and technical, and he has the footwork.
I think Canelo has just as good, if not better, footwork. Triple G is... Canelo has good footwork in terms of cutting off the ring.
Yeah.
But Canelo is good right there in the pocket with his defense. He's slick.
And Triple G, not to count out Triple G's defense. Triple G's got solid defense, but
his offense.
But when you hit him, he's just gonna come at you. That's the thing. Canelo, I don't think Canelo can hurt him.
But Triple G's offense in the pocket as well is nice.
Exactly.
Like, he could knock you down. Exactly. He could knock you on your...
He can, if he hits you, you're going to feel that shit.
Yeah, he could knock
Where
you on
Canelo,
your ass.
I don't think Canelo can... Because Canelo didn't hurt Cotto. And he didn't hurt Chavez Jr.
Yeah.
And he hit fucking Chavez Jr. with everything.
Yeah.
He got... Chavez Jr., he got beat up badly. Yeah. He got beat up quite badly. But... He didn't get rocked.
No.
Like, you didn't see him really stumble. He ate all the shots, and Cotto was the same thing. Cotto got hit with big shots, but he didn't get rocked. And now Triple G, a natural middleweight, who's known to have the strongest chin in boxing.
And his punches, man, even body shots.
He got rocked by Daniel Jacobs. And Daniel Jacobs is a knockout artist.
Yeah, he nice, man.
He rocked Jacobs.
See, if anything, Canelo should be fighting Daniel Jacobs, man.
Shit, nah, they don't want none of that.
Like, that would be a... Like, that should be the fight. And then Triple G again.
Nah, ain't no way.
But...
That's a lose. That's a lose-lose for Canelo.
Exactly. Exactly. But that should be... Would you not agree? That should be...
Should it be the fight?
Yeah, because Daniel Jacobs should have a rematch before Triple G fights Canelo.
Wait, you think... Oh, you're saying Jacobs' Triple G rematches should be the fight?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Because
think so.
I feel like he deserves a rematch before Canelo deserves a shot. You know?
I think so, but that shit was so close. But the Canelo match was already being built up for a year.
I know,
so,
man. But it's kind of like...
I would still have him fight Canelo.
Who, Daniel Jacobs or Triple G?
Because Daniel Jacobs and Canelo, nah. That's too risky for Canelo. He would lose that.
Yeah, he would lose.
I guarantee he would lose that fight.
Yes. So, all right, let's just say... All right, with this fight, is Canelo going to get Triple G's belt?
Yeah, but he's not fighting for the WBC. So if he beats Triple G, he'll... get his other two belts, but not the WBC, because he said the WBC handled the negotiations between me and Triple G. Absurd. It was just absurd the way they handled it.
Okay.
Because
okay.
they get after he beats Cotto, they gave him 15 days to make a deal to fight Triple G for the belt.
Oh yeah.
And he was like
yeah.
no, so he vacated the belt.
Yeah.
So that's why he's like, I'm not fighting for that belt. So even if he wins, Triple G would still have a belt. But I don't know. Canelo would really have to. But Canelo really is on... He's on the precipice of greatness.
Yeah.
If he beats Triple G, I think that would make him the pound-for-pound best.
And then... All right, he would be the pound-for-pound best. But then he would fight Daniel Jacobs. Or fucking Daniel Jacobs will have to fight Canelo, fight Triple G again, and then he will have to fight Canelo. That's how I see that going.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know if Canelo could hang with someone like Jacobs.
He wouldn't be able to.
Or even David Lemieux.
But I know he wouldn't be able to. But then by that time, like, Canelo would be built up so, you know, highly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he's going to avoid Daniel Jacobs.
David Lemieux. I think he should have fought David Lemieux before he fought Triple G.
Who?
Canelo. I think he should have fought David Lemieux over Chavez Jr.
Yeah, definitely. But he didn't want that.
That would have been a good fight because David Lemieux can hit. He could throw some bombs.
Yeah.
That would be
Canelo,
an interesting fight against Canelo.
Canelo hasn't really been hit like that. You know?
Yeah, he's been hit, but...
Not like that.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. How his chin hasn't really been tested.
Yeah.
I think one time he was... I saw a little clip on Instagram. He got rocked by Miguel Cotto's brother.
Hmm.
Yeah. He got rocked. But he was a... He was even young in that. He looked like he was 19, 20 years old. Canelo.
Okay.
But I don't know if Canelo... This is what I'm saying. Can Canelo take Triple G's shots? Can he sustain that amount of power for 12 rounds? Saying, you know, assuming that Triple G lands his shots.
And, that's the thing. Do we see Triple G landing his shots?
Listen, he landed shots against Jacobs. He jabbed him all night. He rocked him. He knocked him down. Hit him a few times, but, you know, Jacobs was weighing like 180 pounds that night, so
yeah.
He was just a much bigger opponent. But he is a middleweight. He's been hit by middleweights before.
Exactly.
You know, but Canelo...
He's never really been...
That's what I'm saying. He's never really been tested, but because... I mean, he got schooled by Mayweather, but Mayweather doesn't... He doesn't have knockout power. He's got... You know, sharp power.
Yeah. It's fast.
You know, and he was getting tagged all night.
Yeah.
Didn't really get rocked.
Hit you three times.
But then again, he's not. I mean, well, there's no Triple G.
Definitely not.
So we'll see if what happens if he gets rocked early. Oh shit.
Hey, yeah, because he can't go them rounds, man.
He's got good defense, though. He's nice, and he can throw a lot of combinations.
True. But so can Triple G, and his power behind him.
Yeah. And his trainer said that he was going to come out...
Mexican style.
Right for him. He's not going to
box
on the outside.
He's going to be the aggressor in the fight. So Canelo's defense will be tested.
Yeah, because against Lemieux, he really boxed him. That fight against Triple G versus Lemieux, that really shows Triple G's boxing skill.
Technical.
Even though it may not be as skillful or with finesse like Canelo, he still has boxing skill. He can, you know, work you from the outside with his jab. He did that with Lemieux because he respected Lemieux's power.
Yeah, and with Jacobs. Again.
With Jacobs, but yeah, I mean, yeah, a little bit, but he was coming out for Jacobs, though. Jacobs was... He's a formidable opponent.
Yeah, that was a great fight.
So that's
and
exciting.
That Chavez Jr. fight, it was sad, man. Very sad on his part. Very sad on his part, man.
Just disgraceful. Just disgraceful. Absolutely abysmal performance. He didn't even try.
He was getting booed. He was getting booed.
I was booing him. Shit. I thought that was going to be an exciting fight. I thought it was going to be interesting. Two Mexican style fighters.
Yeah.
And then he and then Chavez Jr. don't even...
Doesn't even capitalize.
He landed like 60 punches the whole night. 60.
Yeah, he threw half.
Canelo lands like 300 something.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And he threw 600, and Chavez Jr. threw 300.
Get the fuck out.
And landed 61.
Yeah, get the fuck out the ring. He just doesn't. I don't even think he'll come back.
No.
He's gonna take that money and just peace.
Ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
I know his father's disappointed.
Absolutely.
His father probably gave him the hands after.
Shit. I would. Yeah, and then the whole... You think it was rigged?
Hell yeah, I think that shit was rigged, man.
Oh, man.
I'm like, it was either rigged or he has no heart, but I think that shit was rigged. Because they gave Chavez Jr. some money. They're like, yo, we got to make Canelo look extremely good. You know, we got to show that, you know, he can be the heavy aggressor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's possible that they could have rigged it, but...
And then Chavez Jr. didn't throw any punches like that, you know?
Like, but it could also be that Chavez...
He had Canelo on the ropes.
It could also be Chavez Jr. was drained.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
He did cut a lot of weight.
He cut a hell of a lot of weight to make 164. He looked like a damn... He looked like he was malnourished.
Yeah.
Looking that skinny. I mean, it could just be the fact that he didn't want to get fucking knocked out.
He didn't even go out on his shell, man.
He just looked slow. Just not much of a willingness to throw punches.
Canelo should have knocked him out, bro. Shit.
I feel like he wanted to, but he couldn't. Because he was getting hit with combinations from all sides. And he didn't rock him.
Yeah, he just has a chin.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's, Triple G sees that, but Triple G can't be like, I'm just going to take his punches all night. Cause
he's not going to expose himself unnecessarily, of course.
Exactly, I hope that they're smart enough, which I'm sure...
His camp is definitely smart enough. Come on, they're not stupid, man.
But it seems his trainer's a bit arrogant about Triple G, which he should be, but it's just he sounds quite
cocky.
Pretentious about it all.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I dislike the guy, it's just the way he goes about, you know, how he speaks of Triple G. Very braggadocious.
That's that Lamar Ball, man. You gotta do it.
Oh, God. LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball, yeah.
So what's that through situation he made?
A shoe that cost $400 or $500?
$495.
Yeah, $500, man.
So LeVar Ball, for people that don't know, he used to be... A basketball player? Do you know?
He just played college ball.
He played college ball and averaged like 3 points, 3 or 4 points or something.
I don't know, but I've seen his video. Like him playing back in.
So he wasn't shit.
It was sad. It was sad.
He wasn't shit.
Below mediocre.
And he has three sons.
Three boys.
One who declared for the draft from UCLA. What's his name?
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo Ball. His other son who's in high school. LaMelo Ball.
Nah, Lonzo Ball. Fuck.
Lonzo. What did you tell me first?
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo. That sounded right. <Yeah. laughs> What was it, Lonzo?
Lonzo.
Lonzo Ball. So he has three, and the other son's a bit, he's not as popular as the other two, I guess.
No, they're still young boys.
And so his father made a brand, Big Baller Brand.
Yeah, shoe.
And he made a shoe, a basketball shoe for his son, his son's first signature shoe, someone who hasn't been in the NBA, who's not even drafted.
Yeah.
He made a shoe for him and is selling it for $495.
$495, man. We don't even know where the kid's gonna go. How's his rookie year gonna be? But he's banking on his son, man.
He said, "If you can't afford it, then you ain't a big baller."
Like that's some corny stuff to say.
But he's very. Have you seen his interviews?
Yeah. He's boisterous and very obnoxious.
Obnoxious is the word. Yes. Yes. But do you think he's ruining his son's image? Maybe not ruining, but...
He's definitely tainting his image.
Tainting, yes.
Because people aren't going to want to be bothered with him because they're like, damn, if I get him, I'm going to have to be stuck with his fucking father, man. You know? Like, real shit.
But his father would just be, you know, I guess on his promotion side.
But I'm pretty sure he manages him as well. Is he his agent?
I don't know. I just know that he has his own brand, and he made slides too for $200-something.
Stop.
Like, come on.
Yeah, let me see. Lonzo Ball's. Oh, alright, nah. It's not his father.
So he has another agent.
Yeah. But his Lonzo, right, but still,
his father obviously has great influence on him, on his decision making as well. Or maybe I don't want to speak for the guy.
I mean, from public perception, that's the way it would appear.
Of course.
Because you don't really hear anything about Lonzo saying anything during his interviews.
I don't know. I've never seen Lonzo interview.
No, exactly.
So. Yeah, that's true. His father is the one that's getting on these shows.
Spotlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
43. Alright, yeah. Let's wrap things up.
Alright, so oh no.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for all the support. Please get the word out. If you want to be on this show,
let us know. Yes. I'm like, hold on, let me drop this bar real quick. Zanny. Alright. But we appreciate you. We out. Be easy, be safe, be blessed, all that good jazz.
Yeah, for real. Be safe out there, man, in these streets.
Ain't no love in these streets, B.
Just some love.
I mean, yeah, but for the most part. I mean, nah, I don't want to say that. Gotta be optimistic. But be safe, though. Yeah.